Welcome to Onc Live On Air. I'm your host today, Courtney Flaherty. In today's episode, we have the pleasure of speaking with Alex F. Herrera, MD, about key safety and efficacy findings when the Phase 3 SWOG-S1826 trial, evaluating nivolumab plus doxorubicin, vinblastine, and dacarbazine, or AVD, versus brentuximab vedotin plus AVD, in adolescent and adult patients with stage 3 or 4 advanced stage classic Hodgkin lymphoma. After 2.1 years of follow-up, nivolumab plus AVD prolonged median progression-free survival and had a more tolerable safety profile compared with brentuximab vedotin plus AVD. The two-year PFS rate with nivolumab plus AVD was 92%, compared with 83% with brentuximab vedotin plus AVD. Notably, the benefit with nivolumab plus AVD was consistent across diverse patient subgroups enrolled in the study. In our exclusive interview, Dr. Herrera expanded on the rationale for conducting SWOG-S1826, detailed key data showing sustained benefit and safety with nivolumab plus AVD, and explained how these results support the use of nivolumab plus AVD as a strong candidate for primary treatment in adolescent and adult patients with stage 3 or 4 Hodgkin lymphoma. All right, so just to provide some background, could you talk about the previously reported data from the SWOG study that you are going to be presenting?
Yes, my pleasure. So last year at ASCO in the plenary session and at our international lymphoma meeting in Lugano, Switzerland, we presented the initial results, the primary results of SWOG-S1826. As a brief reminder, this was a randomized phase 3 study comparing nivolumab AVD to brentuximab vedotin AVD, the prior standard, in patients with advanced stage Hodgkin lymphoma. Last year, we presented the initial results that demonstrated that nivolumab combined with the AVD chemotherapy prolonged progression-free survival compared to brentuximab vedotin AVD. With a median of 1 year of follow-up, the 1 year progression-free survival in patients with nivolumab in the nivolumab AVD arm was 94% compared to 86% in the brentuximab vedotin arm. We also demonstrated that nivolumab AVD was better tolerated than brentuximab vedotin AVD. There are more treatment discontinuations in the brentuximab arm and more, you know, toxic adverse effects generally. And also, we demonstrated that very few patients, less than 1%, received consolidative radiation at the end of treatment, which was a big, big change from the prior standard in adolescents with advanced stage Hodgkin lymphoma.
What knowledge gaps did this study seek to address?
For decades, we have used chemotherapy as the standard treatment for advanced stage Hodgkin lymphoma. In some parts of the world, we've used ABVD. Other parts of the world, we've used Biocop, a regimen developed in Germany. A few, about a decade ago now, almost, brentuximab vedotin AVD became part of the standard treatment of advanced stage Hodgkin lymphoma. Brentuximab vedotin combined with AVD improved outcomes compared to ABVD. The downside was that brentuximab vedotin AVD led to more toxic effects than ABVD. So even though we got rid of bleomycin and the pulmonary toxicity we see with bleomycin, there was much more peripheral neuropathy associated with brentuximab vedotin AVD, and there was more febrile neutropenia and sepsis and infections. And that necessitated the use of growth factor, which we didn't use to have to, you know, we didn't use previously with ABVD. Even though we had moderately improved outcomes with brentuximab in the frontline setting, there was certainly room to improve. The other thing that we wanted to address was that the treatment of adult and pediatric advanced stage Hodgkin lymphoma has been different for decades as well. Pediatricians have used different chemotherapy backbones. As I mentioned, they used a high rate of radiation, even though patients had advanced stage disease. And so that was quite a bit different. And so we wanted to improve outcomes in advanced stage Hodgkin lymphoma. We wanted to reduce toxic effects. That was the hope. And we also wanted to harmonize the treatment of adult and pediatric advanced stage Hodgkin lymphoma. And we adjusted the way that radiation was used in the trial with the intent of using less radiation, which is important in these young patients who are particularly susceptible to the late effects of radiation.
Is there anything that should be known about either the trial design or baseline characteristics of the population that is just important to highlight?
I would say the important things to highlight about the population of patients enrolled to S1826 is that with the intent of harmonizing the pediatric and adult treatment of advanced stage Hodgkin lymphoma, we enrolled patients under the age of 18. So patients as young as 12 years old could enroll. And that's different than any trial that we've done in the adult space, certainly. We didn't have an upper age limit. And so, you know, in many previous and other trials in advanced stage Hodgkin lymphoma, because of some of the intensity of the chemotherapy that has been used, there's an upper age limit. And that cutoff is often 60 years old. But because nivolumab ABD had been so well tolerated, you know, we were able to include patients of any age, 12 years or older. So that's one thing. And we enrolled about a quarter of patients under the age of 18, 10% of patients were over the age of 60. The other important thing to say is that because of the way this trial was conducted in the North American cooperative groups, we enrolled a really diverse population. So about a quarter of patients were either Black or Hispanic, which, you know, so S1826 was really representative of the demographics of our population in North America. Lastly, we did include patients who were living with HIV. Those patients are often excluded from clinical trials, certainly have been excluded of the initial clinical trials in Hodgkin lymphoma of these newer drugs. And otherwise, you know, it was a very representative study of patients with high-risk advanced stage Hodgkin lymphoma, which, you know, it is important to note just in terms of the outcomes that we observed. It was in a patient population that was pretty high risk.
What long-term findings were presented?
When we presented our initial data, there was only 1 year of follow-up. And the intent of treating advanced stage Hodgkin lymphoma is that you're going to cure the disease. And so most of the recurrences with advanced stage Hodgkin lymphoma occur within the first couple of years after therapy. And so we knew we needed to observe that benefit from nivolumab ABD was sustained over time. And now we have results with 2 years of follow-up. And with 2 years of follow-up, indeed, the benefit of nivolumab ABD was sustained over brentuximab vedotin ABD. The 2-year progression-free survival with nivolumab ABD was 92% compared to 83% with brentuximab vedotin ABD. And in fact, the hazard ratio was actually even better at 0.45. And when you look across the subgroups of patients that we enrolled in the study, as I mentioned, we enrolled, you know, adolescent patients, we enrolled older patients, whether or not a patient had a high-risk disease or low-risk disease, stage 3 or stage 4 disease. Across all the subgroups of patients that we enrolled in the study, nivolumab ABD improved progression-free survival in all of those groups. And so that was also reassuring to see. Not only was the benefit sustained, but it was sustained across the groups of the groups of patients that we enrolled in the study. We also, you know, had final toxicity results. And indeed, we did confirm once now the patients had completed the therapy, there was still a small number of patients who had ongoing therapy during the primary, you know, when we presented the results of the primary analysis. Now, with therapy complete, we confirmed that there were more treatment discontinuations in the rituximab vedotin arm. And in fact, more than 22% of patients discontinued brentuximab vedotin at some point during the treatment, as opposed to less than 10% in the nivolumab arm. And a little more than a quarter of patients had dose reductions of brentuximab vedotin. And ultimately, we didn't see any new safety signals. You know, what we presented last year in terms of toxic effects was, you know, similar to what we've observed now that the whole cohort has completed their therapy. We also confirmed that there was no additional use of radiation therapy. So it remained less than 1% of patients received radiation.
Did you notice a difference in toxicity that was particularly pronounced regarding age, like in different age groups?
So we did notice some important differences in the safety results from the trial by age. But in fact, it was really in the rituximab vedotin arm that we noticed that there was quite a bit more toxicity in the older patients, 60 years or older, who were treated with rituximab vedotin. There was quite a bit more fever, neutropenia, and sepsis and infections. And in fact, the death rate, unfortunately, was actually quite high. In patients over the age of 60, the non-relapse mortality was 16%. So in older patients, actually, historically, patients who are older have worse outcomes with this disease. Compared older patients versus younger patients when we used ABVD, or older patients versus younger patients when we used brentuximab vedotin ABD, we understood that older patients had more toxic effects and poor progression-free survival. The fascinating thing about S1826 is that older patients treated with nivolumab ABD actually have pretty similar outcomes to younger patients. So there really wasn't that difference. And part of that was probably that it's better tolerated. But, you know, we're going to show the older patient subgroup results at our international meeting in Cologne. And, you know, I think the relatively lower relapse and progression rate is encouraging. The safety in these patients is encouraging. So I think, you know, it's a really important result from the trial that brentuximab vedotin combined with AVD is, you know, really not an appropriate therapy for older patients. It's toxic and hard to deliver and associated with a high death rate. Whereas nivolumab AVD is very well tolerated and effective therapy for those patients.
What are the implications of this study and the clinical significance?
With these results, with longer follow-up of the SWOG-S1826 study, we've demonstrated that nivolumab combined with AVD chemotherapy is a new standard of care for advanced stage Hodgkin lymphoma. Nivolumab AVD is more effective than brentuximab vedotin AVD, and that was confirmed with longer follow-up. Nivolumab AVD is better tolerated than brentuximab vedotin AVD, again, confirmed with no new safety signals observed with longer follow-up. And overall, with a very low rate of radiation usage, it suggests that radiation is not an important part of the therapy of advanced stage Hodgkin lymphoma when you use nivolumab AVD. Importantly, the SWOG-S1826 results, again, really confirm that it's an important step towards harmonizing the therapy of kind of pediatric or adolescent advanced stage Hodgkin lymphoma and adult advanced stage Hodgkin lymphoma. So overall, you know, this is really a practice-changing study.
Are there any limitations that are important to note regarding this research?
Some important limitations about the study to note are that, you know, with this disease, we really want to have long-term follow-up. And so, you know, this is a really important time point to have presented our data and the longer follow-up confirming that the initial results were consistent over time. But really, this is the, you know, with these young, typically young patients that we enroll to this to these trials with advanced stage Hodgkin lymphoma, we want to present longer term follow-up, and we will continue to follow up these patients. Overall survival was not yet mature at this early time point in the study, and so we will continue following the patients for overall survival to observe over time to see whether that results in a difference between the arms. There are also many different important things that we are planning to look at in the future, different subgroup analyses, patient reported outcomes. We don't have those data yet reported. So those are really important to show that not only were the kind of physician reported toxicities different, but how did the patients perceive, you know, the effects of the treatment. The subgroup analyses that we present, you know, they weren't specifically powered. When we determined the sample size, it was for the overall study. And so, you know, the caveat to some of these subgroup analyses is that those results weren't kind of powered and the sample size wasn't powered appropriately to necessarily show differences. But, you know, otherwise, this is a really crucial study for, you know, advancing how we treat advanced stage Hodgkin lymphoma. An important future direction in Hodgkin lymphoma research is thinking about how to incorporate the immunotherapy with nivolumab into the treatment of early stage Hodgkin lymphoma. So, you know, now that we have these results in advanced stage Hodgkin lymphoma and we've established a new standard of care, you know, can we think about bringing these drugs to patients with early stage Hodgkin lymphoma? There's actually an ongoing randomized phase 3 trial also in the cooperative groups, also a collaboration between the Children's Oncology Group and the adult cooperative groups in North America, incorporating nivolumab and brentuximab vedotin into the management of early stage Hodgkin lymphoma. And so that's another trial looking to advance, you know, the care of early stage Hodgkin lymphoma now as opposed to advanced stage Hodgkin lymphoma. And really exciting that that study is ongoing and accruing well.
That's all we have for today. Thank you for listening to this episode of OncLive On Air. Check back on Mondays and Thursdays for exclusive interviews with leading experts in the oncology field. For more updates in oncology, be sure to visit onclive.com and sign up for our e-newsletters. OncLive is also on social media. Follow us at OncLive on Twitter and Blue Sky. On Facebook, like us at OncLive and follow our OncLive page on LinkedIn. If you liked today's episode of OncLive On Air, please consider subscribing to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many of your other favorite podcast platforms so you get a notification every time a new episode is posted. While you're there, please take a moment to rate us. Thanks again for listening to OncLive On Air.